talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, and Charleston's online home show, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
Out there on your own, sitting naked by the phone, would you touch me? Hey you, with your ear against the wall, waiting for someone to call out, would you touch me? Hey you, would you help me to carry the stone? Your heart, I'm coming home.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. This week's home theme song was by Pink Floyd, Hey You, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs, Talking About a Home, and special thanks to today's show producer, Ashley Rowell. In addition to our radio show, Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the Charleston Home and Design Show, which we organize. It happened about a month ago, and today we are completing our coverage of the Charleston Home and Design Show with some vendor interviews, and also one of the seminars that took place at the show about a month ago, the 12 Commandments of Construction by General Contractor Kevin Kalman of Kalman Construction. And Kevin always does a seminar at our home show, and he always puts on a good one. And this year he put on the seminar entitled "The 12 Commandments of Construction." And I was busy running around during the show, so I didn't get a chance to hear it. So I'm looking forward to listening to it this weekend, or right now, I should say. But in addition to that, we'll also be talking with the folks from Patriot Blinds and More, Fix It 24/7. Clear Blue Pools, New Age Contractors, Bath Fitter, Best Buy Blinds, Coastal Stone Flooring, Elizabeth Allen with Charleston Architects, and also Live Water Pools and Designs, Pineapple Fountain Pool and Spa, Preferred Appliance Sales and Repair, Quality Life Solutions, Southern Industries Home Improvements, and also Cameron Larson of Advanced Window Fashions. Well, if you listen to our radio show weekly, I know our competitors do. Hello, but you may have heard a similar theme throughout the last few shows. As we reviewed coverage of the Charleston Home and Design Show, it was a fantastic show. We are so grateful to all of the vendors that participated in the show. That's who makes our show possible, and also the thousands of attendees, the thousands of homeowners that came out to the show as well. And let me give one last shout out to all of our sponsors. First of all, 94.3 WSC-FM, the station you're listening to now, Y102.5, ABC News 4, Atlantic Bedding and Furniture, Owners Incorporated, Preferred Appliance Sales and Repair, Shelf Genie, Pineapple Fountain Pool and Spa, Advanced Window Fashions, Fix It 24/7, Crosby Creations Home Designs, Grill Masters of Charleston, New Age Contractors, and our free parking sponsors were Wade Paint Company and also Delaware Elevator of the Low Country. And then the two sponsors of our home show party on Friday night were Limerick Plumbing, Heating, and Air, and also Coastal Stone Flooring. So thank you so much to all of those local businesses that helped make the 2024 Charleston Home and Design Show the most successful ever. Have a great weekend.
Thank you for coming. My name is Kevin Kalman. We are a small family-owned construction company, my 43rd year of being in business. We originally are from Nantucket, Massachusetts. We moved here in 1996. My dad was a builder, six boys. We all grew up swinging a hammer, pushing a broom. All my whole family is in construction. And in 1981, I wanted a raise from $9 to $12, and my brother, who had become a partner in the business, would only give me a raise to $9.50, so I quit and went out on my own. I thought I knew more than I did, and spent the first 5 years learning what I didn't know. Lucky enough to marry my wife in 1988. A bunch of kids, bunch of grandkids, we all live here in Charleston. So we've got a big body of work over 40 years. We've built hundreds and hundreds of houses, all custom, thousands of renovations. Where I grew up on Nantucket, you would build a $1 million house for a client, you would fix the lady's house next door, you would build an outdoor shower. You grew up doing everything because that's what everybody did. Nobody was a specialist. We moved to Charleston in 96 and everybody was a specialist, and what became apparent was not to the betterment of the craft. So we started just going back to our roots. We are a design built company. We do the design, we do the construction. When we need a structural engineer, we have a gentleman that we work with, that we worked with for 20 years at this point since we've been here. We do most of our work in-house with our own guys. We subcontract very, very little work. That's the way I grew up doing it. That's the way that we always have done it, and we tried the subcontractor model and failed miserably. I can't rely on guys who will tell you they're going to be there on Tuesday and not show up. To me, it's all about when we say we're going to do something, we do it. We answer the phone. So anyway, I started this 12 Commandments of a Successful Building Renovation Project idea a while back. Started out with 10, then we added 2 on a change order, so we ended up with 12. And these are really in no particular order. They're just kind of thoughts of me about what I've learned over the years of working with clients and what seems to work very well and what doesn't work at all. So I'll just go through this pretty quickly, and maybe they can just cycle through some photos. The photos don't correlate to any of this. They're just photos of the bodies of some of our work. So the number one commandment is do your homework. And what that means is you need to know what you want to accomplish. Do you want better livability? Is it workflow? Are you now work from home and you need an office? Do you want to increase the value of your property because you're going to sell it? Are you expecting children? Are your parents going to move in with you? Do you need an elevator because of a health concern? So you have to have an idea of what you're trying to achieve. And to back that up again, any photos that you can get, and nowadays, since there's a million websites that you can go to, it's pretty hard not to find something that's close to what you're looking for. Please print them, or you can email them, I guess. I'm an old school guy, so I like paper. Any articles that you have run across that you think are pertinent, feel free to get them. And then have them together when it comes time to meet with a contractor such as myself and say, this is what we're trying to achieve, can we do it? Over the course of 40 years, I have a pretty good idea when I walk into a house or when I'm talking to clients about new homes, what they're looking for, what we need to do. And I can usually look at it and say, that's a load-bearing wall, that's not a load-bearing wall, that one can come out, that one needs to stay, we're going to need LVLs over here. Sure, we can take it out, but it's like going to cost you like the space shuttle. You know, there comes a point where it just gets ridiculous. And my dad had a great saying, and that was, everybody wants everything until you put a price tag on it. So my job is to give you the amount of information that you can then make an educated decision. Whether I do the job or not, that's not my job. My job is to give you the information so you can then make an informed decision and move forward. I always get the question of budget, you know, how much a square foot. My usual response to how much a square foot is, how much did you pay for your car by the pound? Because that's how much relevance it has. It has absolutely no relevance to anything. Every design is different. In 40 years, we built, like I said, hundreds of houses. I've only built the same house 3 times. So everything is always custom for each client. Everything changes. Is it a slab? Is it a crawl space? Is it a raised house? What is there a flood elevation we have to deal with? Is there a lot of clearing that needs to be done? How much are we talking about afterwards, landscaping-wise, driveway-wise? Is it an engineered septic system? Is it a regular septic system? There are hundreds of choices and decisions that need to be made and worked through. I have this on my printed copy, but you don't on yours. So everybody that says to me, and I hear this a lot, you know, I've got a master bathroom reno, how much? And it's like, I don't know. You know, but a good rule of thumb for us is a master bathroom reno is $40,000 and up. A hall bathroom is $18,000 and up. A kitchen reno is $50,000 and up. Whole house renos, $250 and up, square foot, more or less. Custom builds, slab, 2 1/4, crawl space, $285, raised house, $300 a foot, more or less. And it all depends on what you stick into these things. Can you, we do them for less? Sure. Can we do them for more? Always. So, one other thing to take into event, think about as everything goes along are life events and timing. Everybody's got things going on in their lives, and I always say we're one event away from everybody needing an elevator. So, you know, sometimes trying to plan ahead on some of these things really makes sense. We are a design build company, like I said earlier. So the project design, permitting, and process, there are different types of contracts, fixed cost, cost plus. We are a fixed price company. We only work fixed price. And what that means is somebody needs to choose all of the materials that go into a project, preferably before we start. Doesn't always happen. And when it doesn't happen, you end up with allowances. If you don't know what tile you're gonna have, you have to be able to plug a number into the fee schedule. So I would like as much information as we can get before we start, before we do the contract, during the pricing, and that goes back to do your homework. So it always goes back to do your homework. There are different types of designing. There is the standard where you hire an architect, bid it out to a couple of guys, find out you're like $500,000 over your budget, and then start cutting. We work kind of backwards from the budget and work forward. I do the design in our company. I get a small design fee. I don't make a living doing design, I make a living doing construction. So if I design something that doesn't get built, I've just wasted my time and yours. Other professions, if they design something, they get paid for it. If you don't build it, they just design something for somebody else. So for me, I if I'm going to touch it, I want to build it. So, my third number three on the list is listen to the pros, especially for cost savings. If it doesn't work on paper, it's never going to work in the field. So if we design something and it's in a very tight bathroom and it's kind of like, you know, it's going to be okay, it'll be okay, it won't be. If it's not right in the beginning, it's not going to get any better out there. Something that we say a lot in our company is that cool costs more. So anytime you see something that's really fabulous, just know that your budget is going to take a big hit on it. There are ways sometimes that we can look at something and say, I understand what you're looking for. We can give you this and keep it within the budget and give you approximately the same look. But if you want that look, you're going to have to get off your wallet to get there. So, and anytime you see anything with curves, just be ready to know that it's going to cost more. So if you see any arches, circular, anything, it's going to cost more. Number four on our list is plan. So I get asked all the time, who buys what? Frankly, in my life and in our company, we don't care who buys it. Either I'm going to buy it or you're going to buy it. What it comes down to is storage, being able to hold on to it. If it's a new home and we've got a 6, 7, 8, 9 month construction schedule and somebody wants to buy a vanity, somebody's got to store that thing for 7 or 8 months, and it's got to be in shape that we can install it in 6 or 7 months and not be all beat up because it's been moved 14 times. So there are plenty of times that someone will bring me something and say, I saw this on a website, I'm going to order it. And it's like, great, put it in your garage, and when I need it, we'll come and get it. So, you know, like I say, it doesn't matter to us who buys it. Somebody's got to buy it. If you buy it, you give us the receipt, we just credit your contract. So, one other thing to think about are later additions and future add-ons. We just finished a project where we had a main house and a detached garage. We know that down the road, the guy is going to put a generator in on the other side of this garage. The gas meter is on the main house. So before we poured the driveway, we put a gas line under the garage and ran it up to the other side, taped it off. Cost $180 for a gas line and $200 to trench it. $380. To go back later and either bore under the driveway or cut the driveway up would be $5,000 or $10,000 to run this thing in later. So if you know about this stuff, it makes perfect sense in my world to run as much stuff as we can for infrastructure ahead of time and not wait till later. Yes, we saved $380, but we didn't save $380. It turns out to be a great sales thing later down the road also. If you need to sell your house or you want to sell your house, it's just a sales thing. There's a gas line in here. It's next to the gas meter. The other end of it's at the other side of the garage. So, anyway. Helps to pre-plan. There are a couple of things you cannot fix and cannot compromise on, and they are elevation and ceiling height. So, an old carpenter told me 40, 50, probably 60 years ago now, there's no substitute for elevation. And so, if you've got something that's in a flood zone and the flood zone is 11, and you want to make sure that your building is at 11 foot 6, you know, make it 12 foot 6. Make it 13 feet. You will thank me when the big harvest tide comes in and, you know, the hurricane hits and all the rest of it. There is just no substitute for it. Once you make that decision, you are hung with it for life. Same with ceiling height. You know, if I'm from New England, a lot of 8 foot ceilings in New England, was not uncommon for us to bring in the house movers, hold up the second floor, cut the building in half horizontally, raise it up 2 feet, and then scab on studs all the way around the perimeter to go from an 8 foot ceiling to a 10 foot ceiling. It's something you never want to have to do. I don't even want to have to do it from my end of things. So, talked about the truth about square foot pricing. When people talk about square foot pricing, they never take into account porches, decks, garage space, landscaping, hardscape. There's all this stuff that goes with it. And so when someone says it's X amount of dollars a square foot, there's such a big qualifier that goes along with that. A rectangle like this paper could be a 2,000 square foot house, but it could also have 14 corners on it and still be a 2,000 square foot house. It could have one ridge line and one roof like this, or it could have 14 ridge lines. I don't know. And so each one of those things has money attached to it. So it, in my life, I just, as soon as I see a sketch, I can look at it and say, here's the ballpark we're in. You know, we're in this bucket, you know, of pricing. And then we can move forward and we can adjust at that point and before we get too far down the line. Number seven on my list is know your limitations. Life gets in the way. Depending upon the size of the job, I have clients who want to do a kitchen, a bathroom, a hall bathroom, all at the same time. It's kind of like, where are you going to live? How are you going to survive? This is a, you know, 3 or 4 month project to wrap all of this stuff up. And so we either need to sequence it one at a time, and all that does is drag the construction out from this. The schedule gets that long because we're doing one after another, but you get to stay in your house, or you need to move out of your house. So you just need to be aware of that. Do you have any travel coming up? I have clients that are going for 2 or 3 week vacation. Great, let me get the demo done while you're out of town. You'll be happier, we'll be happier, everybody will be happier. Do you have any animals? What are their limitations? Did a job for a client that had a cockatoo, I think, some type of bird. That bird, they didn't have any kids. That bird was their kid. And everything revolved around the bird's schedule. What time the bird would wake up, what kind of products we could use in the house, VOCs and the paint. It was all this stuff that, and none of this came up during the pre-construction stuff. It only came up once the construction started. And so what started out to be, you know, a fairly easy project turned into a fairly difficult project in about 5 minutes. Kids and work schedules. Whether they're smaller children and they have napping schedules, or they have bigger kids and they come home after school, all of that stuff, if you can give any of us guys that information, helps all of us to be able to work around your schedules. You know, some people work from home. They need a quiet at certain times. And we can schedule our work around that if we know about it. The last thing in the world is you want some guy in a Zoom meeting and you're next door jackhammering up the concrete out of his bathroom. You know, it's just bad. Number eight on my list is write it down. Email, text. There are no excuses in this one. This one is just, it's rock solid. Write it down. You said, I thought you meant, your guy on site told me any of that stuff is really bad. It's bad for you, it's bad for me, it's bad for any contractor. What I like is the email. I love text. I'd like to be able to go back and look at it and say, you know, nope, it's 42 and 3/4, whether it's between clients and myself or myself and guys that work for me. I'd like to be able to look at it and say, no, I told you it was 45 inches. No, you made it 36 inches. It's not my problem. Take it back, make it right. We're not going to add on to it. We're not going to make it work. You know, I'm paid to do it right. You're paid to do it right. Do it right. So write it down, really important. Number nine on my list is pick your battles. And this is from my side and your side. One of the greatest sayings I ever heard was, next year, who is going to care? So there are certain things that are just cut in stone that have to be there. And then there are other things that, it's not the end of the world. We'll work through it. We'll all be able to move on. Everybody will be able to have a life. So if it can happen, it will. It's construction. We've got, you know, like I say, we've only built the same house 3 times. Every time we do a renovation, it's completely different. You know, we open up walls, we find things, we have to reroute things. Sometimes it's just, there's no other way to do it. Sometimes you just have to, you know, you have to give a little bit from both sides. Number 10 on my list is nothing is free. Anything that gets given away in a project, gets added back into a project. So anytime that you hear, that's fine, I'll throw that in. It's getting added back in somewhere. It is. So just be aware of it. It's one of the reasons that we do fixed price contracts. I want a scope of work. I want to know what I'm doing. You should get exactly what is written down and signed for. That's exactly what you should get, no less. And I shouldn't give you any less, and you shouldn't expect any more than what you sign and get on the list. So, takes longer and costs more. When you're building and renovating, municipalities matter. Depending upon where you're working in this area, some of them are a lot easier to deal with than others. And it starts right with, sometimes it's just HOAs. I've designed projects for clients, and I will not do the HOA end of things. Somebody else, we have to take it to the HOA themselves because they're all crazy people. They're all crazy. And so I just can't deal with those people. So I will give you all the information, you give it to your HOA. I have one in the last 12 years, I think, that never got approved because the people were just crazy. And they were just absolutely, completely insane. And I gave the client back her money for the design and said, I don't know what to tell you. I gave you all the information. Everything is within their guidelines. They just won't approve it. And so I just gave her back her money and said, I'm really sorry. And she sold her house. She couldn't stand it. So when it comes to the towns, Mount Pleasant is the worst place in the world to deal with. It's not unusual for us to call in for an inspection and be told we'll get it in 2 weeks. You can't call ahead of time for an inspection because the guy will show up when you're not ready. So you wait until you're ready and everything is done, and you call in and you expect to get an inspection within 24 to 48 hours, which is totally reasonable every place else except Mount Pleasant. So apparently 2 weeks doesn't matter to them, but it does to us in our schedule, and it matters when you've got somebody's household apart. So we're doing a project now at a spot, and the access for this project is 8:30 in the morning until 4:30. And it's everything is accessible by elevator. At 4:45, if my guys get out of an elevator, somebody will take a picture of them and send it to us and find us. And so you cannot get into this place till 8:30. We all go to work at 7. So what do you do with your guys for an hour and a half? Not enough time to send them anywhere to get anything else done. You can't even get to the site, they won't let you in the gate. It's like one of the most difficult places in the world, and I tell everybody when I work at this place that you guys are paying for my guys to sit outside for an hour and a half and drink coffee and read a book every day. So enjoy that part of it. It is what it is. So, and number 12 on my list is don't work with friends. If you want to have friends, don't work with them. Everybody thinks they're getting screwed by the end of the project. The contractor thinks the other guy, he gave some stuff away, and the other guy, he doesn't appreciate enough. The other guy thinks that he didn't get what he should have gotten. So anyway, just don't work with friends. Anyway, that's my 12. Thank you.
And now we're talking with Adam Calder with Patriot Blinds and More. How you doing, Adam?
Very well, thank you.
Good. Tell everyone about Patriot Blinds and More.
Patriot Blinds is the premier window treatment company here in the Charleston market. We do amazing quality work with amazing quality manufacturing partners, Graber, Norman. We do shutters, Roman shades, anything that a homeowner needs, we can supply it when it comes to window treatments.
Very good. And what have you got on display here at the Charleston Home and Design Show?
Well, we've got a little bit of everything here today. We have some roller shades, which are by far the most popular treatment here in Charleston. We also have a lot of motorization, Roman shades here in the front. We also have interior shutters and blinds. So we different price points, different quality materials, and lots of different design ideas. So come on by, stop by the Patriot booth, and we'd be more than happy to talk to you about what we have.
And for folks who didn't come to the show this weekend, Patriot Blinds and More has got a brand new showroom, right?
We do. Our brand new showroom is in Mount Pleasant. It's right in the Wando Shopping Center. Landmarks would be Walmart and TJ Maxx. Everybody knows where Total Wine is, so right in that same shopping center. Please stop by Monday through Friday. Weekends right now are not being staffed, but we're moving to that real soon. But yeah, Monday through Friday, come on by.
And how about on the web?
You're going to find us lots of different locations, certainly you're going to find us at patriotblinds.com.
Patriotblinds.com. All right. Well, we've been talking with Adam Calder with Patriot Blinds and More here at the Charleston Home and Design Show. Thanks so much, Adam.
Well, I thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Thank you, Tim.
And now we're talking with Michael Current with Fix-It 24/7. How you doing, Michael?
Doing great.
Good. Michael, tell our listeners all about Fix-It 24/7.
Sure. So Fix-It 24/7, we're based in North Charleston. We provide heating and cooling services as well as plumbing services throughout the whole metro area.
Excellent. Very good. And what have you been talking to homeowners about this weekend?
Yeah, everything from minor repairs all the way up to replacements of their systems. In terms of heating and air, we've been talking a lot about plumbing. A lot of people have some plumbing issues, and we're looking forward to servicing them.
And Fix-It 24/7, you folks have got that $39 cleaning special, is that right?
Yes, it's a $39 special through the month of February. It's a full heating and air tune-up, and we put a major focus on cleaning the system so that over time, the parts really start to wear out as they develop a lot of dirt, dust, and debris on them. So we put a big focus on cleaning those components.
Gotcha. Well, good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Fix-It 24/7?
Yeah, just easiest ways to reach out on our website. You can book online or call us directly at 843-388-8888.
All right. Thank you, Michael. We've been talking to Michael Current with Fix-It 24/7. One of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
And now we're talking with Sandra Perez with Clear Blue Pools. How are you doing, Sandra?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. I'm fine, thank you. Tell everyone about Clear Blue Pools.
Well, Clear Blue Pools is a family-owned business. It's a company that's been in business since 1999. And we specialize in concrete or gunite pools, in ground or elevated, depending on where you live. And we are a company that stands by what they build. We give you a lifetime warranty on your shell, and we back it up because we know that it's very well made. And so our company will accommodate and look at what you need so that you can have a backyard that will bring the family together. And so it's all about family. So just like your kitchen will be the centerpiece of your home, well, the pool is meant to be that in your backyard, bring everybody together.
That's true. That's a good way to put it, because you're talking about the experience that you'll have with your family being able to enjoy that swimming pool in your backyard.
Yes, absolutely. And we'll ask you questions if you come and visit us or are looking for a pool. We want to know what you're interested in. Is it for your grandkids? Is it for your kids? Is it for you? What is it that, what stage in life are you that you want to pull in, and what's the occasion? But we'll work with you. We'll work with the surroundings, try to, be as keep the nature as possible, everything to fit your background. And we are so conscious of how to keep you happy that we want you to ask as many questions as you can. We'll answer as transparent as possible, but we'll also give you tips. We will say, well, this is good for this, but look in the future, this is what would happen. Or no, this won't fit good. Why don't we switch it this way? I know this is what you want, but you have the view over here. So we'll give you tips to make it as pleasant as possible for your backyard, but we let you, at the end, it's your pool, your house, your backyard. You'll be the owner, and you'll be looking at that backyard every day when you go out. So we want to please you.
Wonderful. Well, how can folks get in touch with Clear Blue Pools?
We have our website. We can receive any request through the website. You also, phone number and everything's there. It's 843-300-4143. Our website is clearbluepools.net. And I think you can give us a call, or you can email us at info@clearbluepools.net. And someone will contact you, and we'll be happy to accommodate you and whatever you need.
All right. We've been talking with Sandra Perez with Clear Blue Pools. Thanks so much, Sandra.
Thank you.
And now we're talking with Junior Newell with New Age Contractors. We're very proud to have New Age Contractors as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show. How you doing, Junior?
Doing very well, sir.
Good. How was day one of the show for you?
Day one was great. A lot of folks, a lot of people looking for all kinds of different projects and different things that we offer. Spoke to all kinds of people, from bathroom remodels to additions to all kinds of stuff people were looking for. It was great. Great turnout.
Good deal. And what? Take a moment and tell everyone about New Age Contractors and the different types of projects that you folks are capable of helping homeowners with.
We are a locally owned, local general contractor who we can say no project is too small. We do stuff from the crawl space all the way up to the roof and additions, kitchens, inside, outside. Planned renovations like bathroom renovation, and unplanned renovations like termite damage. Pretty much a one-stop shop. We handle everything from dropping a dumpster at the front door, permitting, insurance, all the way through to final cleanup and out the door.
Excellent. And what do you have on display here at the show?
On display here at the show, we have our crawl space division for encapsulation. We have our construction division for large projects and small projects, and we've got some stuff with our roll-off dumpsters and containers for trash.
Excellent, excellent. How can folks get more information about New Age Contractors?
We are Instagram, Facebook, website, newagellp.com.
Excellent. Thanks so much to New Age Contractors for being a sponsor of the Charleston Home and Design Show. Thanks so much, Junior.
Thank you, sir.
We are talking with Tim Polson with Bath Fitter, and we're right in front of this 10x20 display. This is beautiful. Can you tell everybody about Bath Fitter and what you have on display here, Tim?
Sure. Thank you, Tim. We have a shower, which we like to show because we do showers as well as tubs, and we have a tub on the other side over here. All of the products that we sell are acrylic, 100% non-porous, and we're the only company that offers a one-piece seamless wall to prevent any leaks.
Nice, very nice. And how would folks reach out to Bath Fitter to get a quote and to talk about their project?
Certainly, Tim. We have a website, www.bathfitter.com. You can actually schedule on the website. You can design your own bath on the website, or you're welcome to come see us at our showroom at 4510 Dorchester Road.
All right, great. And I have to tell you, I love this display. No demolition. The work is done in as little as one day. One-piece seamless walls. That really makes a lot of sense. Well, I hope you have a great show this weekend, Tim, and thanks so much for being here.
Thank you, Tim, and I hope to see everybody here.
And now we're talking with Judge Fowler with Best Buy Blinds. How you doing, Judge?
I'm doing great.
Well, first of all, thank you so much for being here at the Charleston Home and Design Show. I know it's a big effort to get your people out here, and they've been working all week long, and then they have to work the weekend and everything like that, you included. So thank you so much for being here.
Certainly. We wouldn't miss it.
Well, I appreciate that. I can say we started doing home shows in 2004. I think you've been doing home shows with us since then, right?
I think I've done all of them.
Wow. I can't ever express how grateful I am. Thank you, Judge. But tell everybody about Best Buy Blinds and what you are going to what you have in display and what you're going to be talking to homeowners about this weekend at the show.
Well, we've been I've owned this business since 2003, and we provide window treatments, plantation shutters, blinds, all types of shades, draperies, a lot of things that we're talking about right now with folks. Is a lot of people are interested in motorized applications. That might be a roller shade or a banded type shade or a woven wood Roman shade or even plantation shutters. It's just beginning less expensive and easier and more integrated to be able to do the motorized applications.
Well, how can folks get more information about Best Buy Blinds?
Well, our phone number is 843-884-3454, or you can go to our website, bestbuyblindsinc.com.
All right, great. We've been talking with Judge Fowler with Best Buy Blinds. And again, thanks so much for being part of the Charleston Home and Design Show.
Thank you.
And now we're talking with Luke Wilson with Coastal Stone Flooring. And thanks so much to Coastal Stone Flooring for sponsoring the Charleston Home and Design Show party last night. How you doing, Luke?
Very good. How are you doing?
Good, good. Luke, take a moment. Well, Luke, thanks so much for sponsoring the party last night. We couldn't do it without you. I really appreciate it. Take a moment and tell everyone about Coastal Stone Flooring.
Yeah, so what it is it's installed over your existing concrete. It's a natural stone and then a specially formulated resin, and it's hand troweled at about a half inch thick, and it creates the, you know, pretty much the highest performing product you can install over concrete.
Well, tell us what you have in your booth, what we're looking at here.
Yeah, so it's a sample floor, and it just kind of gives you an idea of the different color options that are available. You know, and it's good because, you know, primarily we're installing this in garages, screened-in patios, pool decks, and you're able to show the people, hey, these are the stones that work best for those areas. So that's what we're trying to do here.
And we're talking about tiny pebbles, right? Talk about the material itself.
Yeah, so all of these stones, they've all been tested out, you know, as far as durability, strength, and just they perform the way that we need them to perform to be able to install this product successfully.
But can you paint a picture for our listeners, describe what the pebbles look like?
They're all natural stones mined out of the earth. Different locations give you the different consistency of colors. So, for example, we have stones from Utah lake beds, Texas river beds, Alabama river beds. Primarily, they're all quartz stone. We have one marble stone here. But those are really your strongest stones that you can use for this, so...
Very good. Well, how can folks get more information about Coastal Stone Flooring?
They can give us a call at 843-306-3063 or go to our website, which is coastalstonefloors.com.
Very good. And just to reiterate, this beautiful stone flooring can go in garages, pool decks, enclosed patios, porches, and it's all done in a one-day install.
Exactly.
All right. Thanks so much, Luke.
All right. Thank you.
And now we're talking with architect Elizabeth Allen with CharlestonArchitects.com and Live Water Pools and Spas. How are you doing, Elizabeth?
I'm great, Tim. Thank you.
Take a moment and tell our listeners about your two companies.
Sure. Charleston Architects is a full-service, small architecture firm. We have been in business in Charleston. We are coming up on our 20th anniversary in April. We specialize in residential projects, both new builds, custom homes, and large renovations and additions all over the Tri-County area. We kind of go wherever the client has a project for us. And it's really been a wonderful ride thus far, and looking forward to, you know, heading into our next 20 years here in Charleston. And just love the residential game and the rich environment for residential construction here in the Lowcountry area.
Well, that's great. And your husband is a builder, correct?
He is. We have a second company. It's called Allen Construction, and he's a residential builder. He's also been in business for almost 20 years. So we, most of the time, we love it when we can roll a project from design into construction. Works real well for the clients because I'm involved the whole time through the start to finish of the process. But we do have the occasional project where our client will come to us with a set of plans that they already have from another architect, and we can execute and build that too. And when we do that, and then I come on board as kind of project administration, and I handle selections and installation and making sure that everything is put in place properly.
Well, it's nice to see that the right hand knows what the left hand is doing when it, as it relates to the architect and the construction company being so close.
Yes, it works great for our clients. The subcontractors love it because an answer is super quick and super fast. You know, hey, what about this? What about this? And I'm like, yes, we're going to do it this way. And then all of the discussions we had during design for why does the door swing this way? It normally would swing this way. And like, yes, but we had a 30-minute discussion about why the door needs to do this or that or the other. So things they translate all the way into construction from the first design conversation. And it makes for a very cohesive process, and the clients seem to absolutely love it.
Well, that's great. And how did live water pools and spas, how did that come to be?
It really ended up being an extension of what we already did on an everyday basis. From the construction standpoint, many of our recent projects in the last 4 or 5 years have all had a component of a swimming pool. And we always acted in support of the swimming pool company to provide them what they needed as far as utilities and HVAC stands and grading and landscaping and, you know, whatever else. And we had several clients that, you know, oh, we really wish I, you know, built pools. And so we, you know, really started looking at it, the components that we already were doing, and then what else we could bring to the table. And it was just kind of a organic, natural progression. And we have excellent subcontractors in that space, and we love working with them, and they love working for us. And I love designing swimming pools. It is probably the most fun thing I do.
Well, that's great. Well, thanks so much to Elizabeth Allen and Charleston Architects and Live Water Pools and Spas for being here at the Charleston Home and Design Show. How can folks get more information?
So you can go to any of our websites. The design company website is charlestonarchitects.com. The building site is charlestonbuilder.com. And the pool company is livewaterpools.com.
Thanks so much, Elizabeth.
Thanks, Tim. Have a great day.
And now we're talking with Andy Stevens with Pineapple Fountain Pool and Spa. How you doing, Andy?
Very good. How about you?
Good, good. So tell everybody about Pineapple Fountain Pool and Spa.
So Pineapple's a relatively small, pretty new company, about 3 years old, and we built gunite and shotcrete pools, spas, and fountains.
Excellent, excellent. And what have you been talking to homeowners about this weekend?
Mostly just about ways they can turn the backyard into a place that they can enjoy themselves without having to travel too far.
You know, I there are other pool companies that have pool and spa in their name, but I don't think I've ever seen a fountain in a pool company's name. Where does the fountain come in to play?
The construction process is pretty similar. An awful lot of fountains are built by landscaping companies sometimes, so it kind of fits in with their work, but it also is really just a very similar construction to pools and spas.
So when you refer to fountains, you're it's another word for water feature then?
Absolutely.
Or
absolutely, yes.
I gotcha. Well, good deal. I love a good water feature, especially in the Charleston area, where it seems like it's impossible to not hear traffic wherever you live. And that trickling water erases all that ambient noise that you don't want to hear, right?
Absolutely. It's nice to kind of tune that out when you can.
Well, how can folks get more information about Pineapple Fountain Pool and Spa?
Our website is pineapplefps, as in fountainpoolspa.com. Or my phone number is 843-696-7866.
All right, great. Well, we've been talking with Andy Stevens with Pineapple Fountain Pool and Spa, and a personal thank you to Pineapple Fountain Pool and Spa for being a sponsor of the Charleston Home and Design Show. Thanks so much, Andy.
Thank you for having us.
We're talking with George Dempsey with Preferred Appliance. How you doing, George?
Great. How are you, Tim?
Good, good. How's the show been for you so far?
Great, great. We had a lot of meaningful conversations yesterday. We even sold a couple of pieces to a couple of people. We got home show pricing going on, so people are taking advantage of that.
Very good, very good. Well, take a moment and tell everybody about Preferred Appliance, and then I'm going to ask you about like what you have on display here in your booth.
Yeah, sure. Like I said yesterday, we're locally owned, operated. My wife and I own the business. We started about 10 years ago. We've just keep evolving. We're in a 7,500 square foot showroom at the corner of Trolley and Dorchester.
Gotcha. And you've got a beautiful display here. It's a 10 by 20 display, and you've taken advantage of every square foot here. Tell try to paint a picture for our listeners. Describe what's on display.
Yeah, sure. You'll probably get lured in by the smell of chocolate chip cookies. First of all, we have the Beko induction range here on display. We have the KitchenAid kitchen packages here, the 36-inch dual fuel range, the 5-door French door refrigerator, GE's new all-in-one washer and dryer where you don't even have to take it out of the washer and put it in the dryer. You just wash and dry in the same tub, and it's done in under 2 hours. So really convenient. And then we also got Speed Queen. A lot of people know them from back in the day. No frills kind of machine, just very good basic machines.
Cool. I'm going to zoom in on this washer-dryer combo. How does that work?
Yeah, so you throw your clothes in, you select your wash cycle, select your dry cycle. You come back in 2 hours later, it's washed and dried. They're great machines. They make their own heat, so they run off 120 volts instead of your normal dryer runs off of 240 volts. So you're saving on the electric bill. And then it also gets rid of its own heat, condenses it down into water droplets, and puts that down in your drain pipe. So you don't even need a dryer ductwork or dryer vent for it either. So space saving and great on your electric bill.
Will it fold your laundry for you too?
I would love that. If so, I'd have at least two of them.
Well, good deal. Well, we're very proud to have Preferred Appliance as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show. How can folks get in touch with Preferred Appliance?
Yeah, you can either come by our store right there at the corner of Trolley and Dorchester Road, 1992 Old Trolley Road. We're open every day except Sunday, or just call our store, 843-970-8033.
Very good. Thanks so much, George. Appreciate you being at the show.
All right, Tim. Thanks, buddy.
And now we're talking with Randy Schuler with Quality Life Solutions. How you doing, Randy?
I'm doing great, Tim. How about yourself?
Good, thank you. Take a moment and tell everybody about Quality Life Solutions.
Quality Life Solutions offers point of entry and point of use water filtration and water treatment products throughout the state of South Carolina. We've been in business in South Carolina for 21 years now, and provide solutions for your drinking water. So, for instance, if you're a bottled water drinker, we provide products that can be conveniently installed under your home or under your kitchen sink to give you up to 100 gallons of purified drinking water daily, giving you high-quality water for all your drinking, cooking, coffee, tea, juice, and higher-quality water for yourself and your health. There's not a healthier thing you can do than to drink quality water.
Makes sense. Tell us what you have on display here at the Charleston Home and Design Show.
Here on display, we have point of entry drinking water units. or point of entry filtration equipment to treat items like high chlorine in your water, hardness, manganese, iron, rotten egg smell. We do all types of water filtration. It's all custom to your exact needs. We also have on display drinking water units, which would allow you to, again, have high quality water in your home at your fingertips.
And how can folks get more information about Quality Life Solutions?
Quality Life Solutions can be reached on our website or through our website at quality-life-solutions.com or call us at 803-932-4426, Monday through Friday from 7 to 6.
All right. Well, thanks, Randy, and thanks to Quality Life Solutions for being at the Charleston Home and Design Show.
Thanks, Tim. Have a great day.
And now we're talking with Frank with Southern Industries Home Improvements. How are you doing, Frank?
I'm doing great.
Good. Frank, tell everyone about Southern Industries Home Improvements.
Yeah. We're a company that's been around for about 55 years. We're located right on Rivers Drive. Unique thing is we have a variety of products and repairs that we do. We'll do windows, gutters, roofing. We do siding, attic insulation. We'll come in and actually pull out your shower and replace your shower. We offer a free inspection, design, and a quote down to the penny. So when our team leaves, you know exactly what the cost is going to be for you. It gives you a nice way to start with what your budget will be for that project.
Well, that's great. What have you been talking to homeowners about this weekend?
Seems like the big interest for us has been baths. I think adding a new bath is just adding great value back to your home as a homeowner. So we feel like our shower system has been certainly a popular look this weekend.
Very good. And how can folks get more information?
Well, they can either go to our website to southernindustries.com or they can contact us by calling our call center number, and that is 866-747-0290.
Okay, thanks, Frank, and thanks for being here at the Home Show.
Thanks, Tim. Appreciate it.
And now we're talking with Cameron Larson with Advanced Window Fashions, and we're very proud to have Advanced Window Fashions as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show. How you doing, Cameron?
Doing great. Happy to be here.
Good. Tell our listeners about Advanced Window Fashions.
Well, we've been serving the Lowcountry with expert service for over 20 years as a Hunter Douglas Gallery and Authorized Service Center, and we're here to take all your needs and wants into account. We look at the room and purpose, everything that you have, and we're happy to design products for your home.
Well, very good. Well, can you describe this beautiful display that Advanced Window Fashions has? This is a 10 by 20 display and one of the best here. Tell our listeners about it.
Yeah, well, actually, we created window casings with trim. Some of our team members created that. And we've put up a few different options you have for both drapery, motorized shades, and then also we go over shutters and all the products. So you can really see just about everything in a little glimpse here at the Home Show.
Well, that's great. Well, how can folks get more information about Advanced Window Fashions?
Well, of course, we're online at advancedwindowfashions.com. You'll see us in the Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and our phone number is 843-881-8858.
All right, great. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured on today's show or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next weekend.